I'm going through this now, through the process all over again once more. You enter the guest room. Once you enter the guest room, you prepare the room for cleaning. That means you open the, you take out all the linen, you ventilate the room. That is your preparation of the cleaning. You clean the room area, you clean the bathroom area, make the bed, dust the room, replenish supplies, guest amenities, vacuum or mop, and exit guest room. These are some relative images which would give you an idea what how it is done. The sequence of room cleaning. You enter the room, you do your beginning tasks, you make the bed, dusting, cleaning the bathroom, vacuuming, and final check. Let's get into entering the room. When you enter the room, what do you... We'll get back to this slide. How do you enter the room? You knock 3 times on a door and you say housekeeping. You wait for a response from the inside. You don't get a response. You knock 3 times on the door again. Say housekeeping. Do not get a response again. Normally, you do it 3 times before entering the room. So you can then open the room and enter the room. And when you open the room also, you say housekeeping. May I come in, sir? May I come in, madam? Or may I come in, Mr. So-and-so or Miss So-and-so, depending on the name of the guest which you have with you. So, and you know the name of the guest. Now, this procedure has to be followed for vacant room, occupied room, occupied and dirty, all these rooms, all the rooms basically. Even if it is a vacant room, you'll knock 3 times. Vacant room probably will do it faster, you won't wait that much time because you know the room is vacant. But you do not know as a room boy, when you're on the floor, if somebody has gone into that room or not. Because you were cleaning another room. So at that point of time, and especially if there's a vacant ready room and you just need to redo the dusting for, you know, for maintaining that room. So at that point of time, if the front office is giving the room to someone and you have no idea about it, and you just open the door and walk in, it's not done, right? So you'll have to knock 3 times. So this procedure is followed for everything. So that's what you do entering the room. The moment you enter the room, what do you do next? You air the guest room. You turn on the lights. You draw the curtains. Check the curtains. If a hook has come out from the curtain. If the curtain and pleats are dirty, what is the curtain situation? Is there any damage to the curtain? Is there any damage to the curtain rod? Is it moving smoothly? Not moving smoothly? Do you need to grease the curtain rod? It's not a hook. It's a mechanical thing. So you need to check those. Then you open. If there are windows to be opened, not all hotels have windows to be opened. If there are windows to be opened, it needs to be opened and aired. Air conditioning. If all rooms have air conditioning, so you have to check the air conditioning next. Where the air conditioning is working, is it cooling, not cooling? Is the flow of the air fine? You look at the ducts, the grooves of the air conditioning vent. Is it looking dirty or not looking dirty? If there is a heater in the room, you have to check that too. Depending on where you are, so if it's a, it's a cold weather place, then you may have external heaters or you may have a hot and cold air conditioner. So depend on that. First, you take a good look at the room. You look at all damages, you know, point blank, here there's a damage, here the work needs to be done. Make a mental note of them, all of them, because you'll have to attend to these things. Are there any items missing, especially in a guest checkout room? Recently, we had a case where in Delhi, a guest skipped with 23 lakh rupees bill. He didn't pay 23 lakh rupees. Been caught, the guy got caught. But he had taken light bulbs, he had taken things. When I was working earlier in Taj, this was when I was in my training days, basically. Taj Aurangabad was new. We had a guest who even took the television. No one noticed it. It was a brand new hotel, so no one noticed it. But these things happen. So you have to check if there is anything missing or not. And there are guests who will also take your remote and take out the batteries and take the batteries with them from the remote. So all these things have to be rechecked. Then you take all your dirty ashtrays and empty out the ashtrays first. Because the ashtrays, the dust will fly if it is a smoking room. Then you take the glasses and wash the glasses if you're washing them, or you replace the glasses, depending on the standard which your hotel is maintaining. You look at all the room service trays. Guest has eaten breakfast, left his room service tray in the room. Now that room service tray has to be taken out and taken into the pantry. And F&B has to be called and ask them to take the room service tray from the pantry. So that has to be cleared. Then you take the waste paper basket and empty the waste paper basket into your chambermaid's trolley waste paper basket. You use fresh bags, you reline the fresh bags, place them. In occupied room, you straighten the newspapers and straighten all the stationeries, magazines. That you have to do in every room, but occupied your newspapers and magazines you put in it when it's occupied. And in checkout rooms, the other thing which you check for is the guest left anything. Sometimes guests had kids and they forget their toys and go below the bed. So you have to check there also. So in the cupboard, they'll forget something. Somebody forgets his tie, somebody forgets something or the other. Most guests forget things. Those have to be, lost property has to be immediately noted down, accounted for. Front office informed by their housekeeping desk informed that this is the lost property which we'll collect. So when you finish your room, your assignment for that particular period before you take a break, when you take a break, you take it down and give it to the housekeeping desk. So it can be logged into the register. Then you make a bed. Our guests will always appreciate, like I said before also, your bed is where you're going to sleep. You're going to put your head to a pillow which needs to be comfortable, which needs to be fluffy. It needs to be inviting. It should invite you to sleep in it. It should be, it should be, it is the most important part. This is because that is where I rest as a guest. That is my comfort rest level. I am not going to go to a hotel where my bed is difficult to sleep in. It's not made properly. It's shabby. I can't sleep there. I need a proper bed. When you go to bed at home also, you need a proper bed. You don't sleep on a shabby bed. It needs to be inviting for a guest to come and sleep in it. That is the one of the most important things which makes a guest happy. Because he needs to get up with a fresh mind in the morning. He needs to have a good night's sleep, not irritable, not angry, because it'll make it worse for you. You can't have an okay service at all. It has to be perfect so that the guest keeps coming back to you. So first you remove the linen of the bed. You have to, check the mattress if there are any stains. There could be lots of stains which come from a guest on a mattress. You'll probably see the stains on the bed sheet also, but there could be lots of reasons why stains. I'm not going to get into the reasons of the stains which come. So you have to look at stains. I mean, guest could have spilled something, coffee, tea, whatever. There could be bodily fluids which seep through the bed sheet, go into the mattress. So you have to check the mattress. You have the mattress protector or mattress pads which need to be checked. If the mattress pad and protectors are stained, you need to either replace them or clean the stains, depending on what needs to be done on that aspect. I mean, how stained it is. You have to look at potential problems. Is it torn? Is it as comfortable? Is it protecting the mattress? Then you have to check the mattress also in the same reasons. And then you have to report any damage. So if the mattress pad is, then mattresses are very expensive and mattresses cannot be changed overnight. Mattress pad you can. You may have spare mattress pads, but you don't have mattresses spare to change for a bed. So that has to be brought to the notice of the desk supervisor through which maintenance crew and the works. And you have to check the bed for any damages. The headboard, is it damaged? The sides of the bed, is it damaged, scratched? So you may need to do a little patch up. So you call the maintenance guy, he comes with a little polishing thing and polishes it and goes away. Now let's get into the hotel bed challenge. So it's a simple thing. This is what a bed should look like when a bed is done. An example of it. It should be tucked neatly, shifted under the mattress from the sides, from the bottom side. It should have a flat sheet on top or a flat base. It should not be protruding up because if the guest sits on it, it should not feel different to him. Sheets have to be neatly tucked, neatly inned. Fancy foldings have to be there. Pillows need to be fluffed up. Look fresh. The corners need to be crisp. The sheets need to look ironed and crisp. It needs to be jazzed up with a little bit of, some hotels do a bath towel fold and keep it on the bed. So you jazz it up. And finally, touches, if you really want to go a little bit extra mile, you put a chocolate on the mat. So welcoming chocolate, good night chocolate for a guest who comes in. The process of the steps which you take. First, you lay the bed sheets. Once you lay the bed sheets, there are normally three bed sheets which are used. On the screen, you see a duvet with a duvet cover. So then you would lay the duvet cover, and you need to ensure that there is no scope of any creasing on it. Look at the images. You'll see the crease there, and the crease been removed after that, and the duvet cover is placed on the bed sheets. Some hotels have duvet covers. Some hotels use a bed sheet, put the duvet within the bed sheet, and another bed sheet on top of it. So that depends on hotel to hotel. And you take out all the creasing from the top. Once you've taken out all the creasing from the top, then you tuck it from the sides. You do the folds from the bottom halves and the top half, and you fold them in. A duvet is also never fully covering the bed. It is leaving two-thirds of the bed sheet open. Because that's where at the end, on the step six, as you see, you place the pillows on it. And then you get your bed cover on top, and you put the bed cover half. This is half or full, depending on what time of the day it is, full early in the day. If you give a turndown service, then you remove it. But if you're not giving a turndown service, always put half. And then you put your fancy cushions around to decorate the bed a little more. You feel more inviting. Look at the first image to the last image. The last image is more inviting. Now, the corners of the bed are very important because this ensures that there is no creasing of the bed. So it's your fitted sheets are not normally used. When you use fitted sheets as a different example, you just tuck it in, it looks that way. So always meter the corners. You have to meter the corners. You have to make the bed smooth, wrinkle-free. And you have to give the bed an attractive appearance. So when you do the fold, the fan folding on the top of the bed, which enables, and then you do the tucking in. So the image is showing you how the person is doing it there. Now we get a tuck. You tuck bottom of the top sheet beneath the mattress, pull the top sheet at the end to form a triangle, and you put a triangle fold and tuck the bottom triangle fold down up and tuck a top triangle in. Now you look at the way it looks, how neat and clean does this bed look. It looks neat and clean, it looks appealing. It gives the, you enter a room and it's just like a bed sheet is put on it and just tucked inside without doing any of the fancy folds which we're talking about. It just looks like a bistar bed. But this gives you that appeal of it. Once you made the bed, we get into dusting. Now, dusting is the most important thing. You don't want a guest to walk into the room and touch a table counter or anything and have his fingers dirty because you have not done dusting. So you have to wipe the sides, you have to wipe the front, you have to wipe the edges, you have to wipe the top using dusting cloth naturally. And depending on the surface, you use a damp cloth or not damp cloth. You use you know, you use different types of chemicals, or you don't use chemicals at all. You open the drawers, you wipe the cloth. Now drawers have a problem. Drawers have edges on the sides. So the sides have to be cleaned. The sides is where the dust settles in. Those are the difficult parts. Those are the ones which you do on a weekly basis. But you need to wipe that. Put your finger through it, so that you can take out as much dust and it doesn't collect. They have hinges. When a drawer is pulled out, it's got hinges. Those hinges have to be looked at. So you wipe the thing, wipe the insides of the whole the drawers. You polish all surfaces, I mean polish with their cloth or polish with a polish depending on what the state of it is. And use a cleaning liquid to ensure that it's all clean and dust free. You also carry with you a natural bristle brush, which you know, your lamps and all have those little thin and pipes, little thin rods, so you need to clean those. Those won't be cleaned by a cloth. They will be cleaned by a bristle brush. And fragile items, shades, if there are crevices in the design, the crevices, your finger is not going to go into the crevice. Your cloth is not going to go into the crevice because your finger doesn't go, it's not going to clean properly. So the brush helps you clean those aspects. So it reaches those tight spaces is with that. Now these are relative images for dusting. We're dusting this. The telephone is another important aspect. When you come to telephones, you not only have to dust the telephone, the receiver is used by another guest earlier. Or by you when you're calling housekeeping, you're calling front office and informing them certain things about the room. So you use the guest phone to tell them, I'm in so-and-so room, and this is the. So you need to disinfect the receiver. A lot of hotels use Dettol. Some hotels use disinfected liquid. It depends on what each standard of the hotel is. So you have to disinfect the receiver. A person's saliva remains on the phone. We are speaking on the phone. Saliva comes in sometimes. So that needs to be cleaned. So that this needs to be thoroughly cleaned. You need to check your drawers. Most hotels have Bibles in the hotels, or Bhagavad Gita or some religious book that is kept properly. Your telephone directory is kept properly. If there are any, you know, tent cards, they're not torn. So all those things we have to take care of. Cleaning of the bathroom. Now when you enter, if there is bathroom ventilation needs to be opened. Every hotel will have an exhaust system in the bathroom. So the exhaust system has to be running. And a fresh air system has to be running. So you have to check that the exhaust and the fresh air are running properly or not. Are the vents clean or not? If they're not, you have to clean them. You have to sweep the floor of any dust which is there. You have to dust the portion of any windowsills which are there. You have to dust the sides of the windowsills if there is windows. You have to clean that. Then you go to the platform where your sink is, you scrub the platform, finish the platform, you finish the sink, you wipe, you clean them with the liquid, the cloth, and then you wipe the fixtures so that there are no water marks left on the fixtures. Then you get to the bathtub. If there is a bathtub in the room, the bathtub needs to be scrubbed and cleaned. Then you have to check for hair, if there is hair remaining in the bathtub. All those aspects you have to check and completely clean, and then you have to wipe them down. Completely wipe them down. They have to be dry. Then you have to bathroom floors have to be looked at. You have to do a wet mop of the bathroom floor or a sponge, depending on your bathroom and your standards. Wet mop and then a dry mop. A bathroom has to be completely dry, and then you place your bathroom amenities. So, and you wipe down your shower curtains, working from top to bottom. First you wipe it with a dry cloth, you completely wipe it. Then you look for stains. If there are stains, then you use your cleaning liquid to remove the stains. But a shower curtain is always wet, because if a shower has been taken, so it needs to be dried first. You replace your bath towels and hand towels. You place your dustbin liners. If there is a sanitary bag which needs to be put in the room, that needs to be replaced if needs to be replaced. You close the bathroom ventilation. You clean the bathroom doors. You keep the bathroom door open after cleaning so that all the smells which have accumulated by the various chemicals which you've used, they exhaust takes them out and it gets ventilated out because your main windows are also open. You check your doormat. You replace it if required. You normally, doormat, if there is a doormat, if the bath towels, floor towels, then you replace your floor towels. And wherever there is a damage in the bathroom, there is a leakage, this dripping, there is erosion of the shower, erosion of the fixtures, all those have to be noted down and reported to the supervisor so that new fixtures can either they can be replaced or polished depending on what the fixture is. And obviously clean the WC. I forgot WC is a very important aspect. Clean the WC from inside to outside and from top to bottom on the outside also. So these are certain images of what you're doing. Cleaning the counter, cleaning the WC, cleaning the bathtub. Now you come to vacuuming. Now vacuuming is done wherever there is a carpet. You can't use a you can't use a broom, neither can you use a mop. So you have to vacuum. It's always done from the furthest point of the room till out. And it is done for every occupied room, checkout room, or vacant room also, if there is dust in the room. And if you left your windows open, then you have to vacuum. If you're trying to air the room out, you have to vacuum because the dust will come in. If it's a completely sealed room, then you may not have to vacuum depending on how fresh it smells and how fresh it looks to you. It has to be done daily. For this point of the room, you work your way outside. You have to get under every furniture because the carpet is everywhere. So if there is a desk, a writing table, you have to get below the writing table. And say, you can't see it from top, so you don't need to, you need to vacuum it. Even the beds, when you move them to do the tucking in and things like that, normally some beds are on wheels. When you move them, you need to do it below those aspects. If there is carpet below that, you need to do it there. If there is no carpet, then you mop it to that. So you make sure you get under any furniture, under the beds. And of all checkout rooms, so you have to do it for sure. Actually, don't damage the machine. Then you take a final inspection of the room. Make sure all items are positioned properly. Like I said, notepad is there, pencil is there, keeping a pen is there. Tent cards, if the tent card is there or not. If there is a telephone directory or information folder, is it there or not? All the pages are neat and clean. Nobody scribbled on the pages. Do you need to change them, not change them? You look at the ceiling, floor, everything is clean. Make a final look at the room, look at the bathroom, switch off the lights, switch off the AC because you kept it on to check if it's cooling or not. Close your windows and everything which is closed now. And take your cleaning material, take everything and move out of the room. That's a final check. Thank you very much.